7 minutes past nine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah, I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Lots to look forward to in this hour. Shortly, we'll be crossing over to Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat for the weekly book review program. And this morning, we are reviewing the book 100 Stories of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And that will be coming up shortly, inshallah. Thereafter, at about 9:25, a very interesting program lined up for you this morning. As we know, that October is the Mental Health Awareness Month in South Africa. And we try and help people out, including ourselves, with people who have these problems. And today specifically we are speaking about bipolar disorder. And inshallah, I'll be speaking to life coach, Sister Razia Muhammad, who will be joining me at about 9:25. And we'll be tackling this issue from scratch, inshallah, talking about what is bipolar, what are the symptoms, how do you diagnose bipolar, how do you treat bipolar, etc. And the SMS line to the program, you can send in your queries now already on 48855, that's 48855. And you can also WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. Or alternatively, tweet at Habib Bobat.
You are listening to Mawlana Habib Bobat.
Mawlana Ashraf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How's the holidays, Mawlana?
Mawlana, it's very good. It's a wonderful time of the year here in the capital city, Pretoria. You know, Mawlana, it's almost 28 degrees already this time of the morning. And the jacaranda trees are in full bloom, you know. So it's a wonderful sight in the capital, Mawlana. There's 20,000 of them, Mawlana.
Mm-hmm. MashaAllah.
That's a wonderful, wonderful time, Mawlana.
Mm-hmm. 100 Stories of Umar bin Abdul Aziz.
Yes, like you rightly say, Mawlana, perhaps it's a good book for the holidays then, if we think about stories and all the kids that are around in the house. But we'll talk about that in a moment. The book itself, 100 Stories of Hazrat Umar bin, the title says bin Abdul Aziz, and the author is Mawlana Muhammad Shu'aib Saror. Mawlana Saror is from Pakistan, and he has put together 100 stories of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And for him, it is important that we recollect the stories of important and inspirational personalities in Islam. He says that if we look at these people, then we can only look at their lives with envy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in history men of such caliber, and even their names itself are acknowledged as people who made great contributions, and even the enemies who acknowledged their great virtue and their merit. And so, in an introduction, he provides some reason why he wrote this book. He said that apart from the various qualities that this great Umar Afsani, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, was blessed with, these stories are an inspiration for us. And if we know about the lives of these important people, it will inspire us to adopt a new path in our own lives. And he then explains and provides a brief biography initially about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and says that, look, apart from his various meritorious qualities, he had, Allah had blessed him with the ability of being very articulate in his speech, in his character. He was humble, he was tolerant. At the same time, with his humbleness and tolerance, he had a sense of being firm and resolute against oppression and brutality. He was always fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of his fear for Allah, perhaps his enemies also then feared him, and people who were oppressive found no place in his heart. And he was frank and forthright when he had to express the truth. He had a deal of wisdom in calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishing the truth. He looked after the weak, poor, and the widows, and in doing so, he was gentle, and at all times, you know, in the way he judged and the way he administered his affairs, he was just, and he displayed what Islamic governance should be. So for the author, it is important that he has collected these 100 stories, because he believes that whoever you are, if you are a wealthy person, you can look at the generosity of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. If you are a person who wants to assist the poor and do welfare work and care about other people, you have an example in him because of his care for the widows, destitute, orphans, etc. If you are a scholar, then you can understand how a person should be as a scholar. And you can understand, if you want to support scholarship, then you can understand how you should be a patron to scholarship and to the ulama, because this is what Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz did. We know that lots of the tadween of hadith, initially in the early stages of hadith collection, was as a result of his support and his patronage. So any person, whether you are a husband or a father or whatever, you can take inspiration from his life. Now, the trouble is that we have these long biographies, at times it is difficult for us to access the biographies of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, or to start reading it from end to end. And so in this book we have extracts from his life that have been recollected in the form of a story, and they are really brief accounts from his life that are inspirational to the reader. And the author has gathered 100 of these, in fact more than 100 of these stories, and I think we can really get, besides just passing glimpses into the life of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, we can also get some very important knowledge about his life. We get to know him more closely, and we also get to understand the lessons that we can draw from his life. And I think apart from the obvious lessons that come out from the story, the chapter headings assist in that. If you read the chapter headings, you will get an understanding of what why the author has chosen that particular story.
And he was also known as Al Khalifatul Khamis, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana. According to some people, you know, because of his justice and because of how good his reign was as a Khalifa, he contributed tremendously some of the reforms that took place during his Khalifat, his accomplishments during his time, his services to, like we mentioned, the sciences of Hadith, Fiqh, propagating the Deen. All of that are acknowledged by the historians, and like you rightly say, they then recognize him almost as the fifth Khalif of Islam. Yes.
He's also from the family of Umar ibn Khattab from the mother's side, Mawlana.
Gee, and the story about that and how that takes place is also recollected here. Very, very, right in the beginning, we have the story of that. You remember the dream, and the dream of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is linked to that, and we've got that as the first story in this book. So without giving up much to our listeners, we encourage them to look at that very carefully.
How many pages are we looking at, Mawlana?
Mawlana, in this book, there are 192 pages, including the bibliography and the introductory material. And there are 107 stories all in all.
And the price, Mawlana?
Mawlana, these books have just hit the stores. There are new releases from the publishing house of Mufti Ilyas. He publishes now from Mustafa Publishers, and this is the second book that we're reviewing in this new set that he has published. Many stores don't have them yet, but those who have them, I'm not sure about exactly what they've priced the book at. It is a soft cover book, published in, with a good colorful print. And I suggest that, you know, people get this. It's called 100 Stories of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, or bin Abdul Aziz.
Mala, interesting indeed. Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Mala, just to say that I think this is the type of book maybe we can encourage our young people to start reading. Or, like we said, during the holidays, we have more time with our children, and we can perhaps read to them even. If we read to them, then they will be encouraged to read themselves. Apart from this, you know, it is time that people have asked for some of our listeners have requested books for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a consortium, Molana, of Muslim writers in America, in Muslim Writers Network in America, that are now publishing some very good books with Islamic themes for teenagers, some of them taking the form of stories or novels or whatever. And these are done very, very well with a good Islamic basis, and we can be rest assured that they're not going to read what we find in some of these popular novels. So I would suggest that we get hold of those books if we're looking for books for our teens to start reading. They will grab the attention of those young people. It's by Muslim Writers Network, and the bookshop in Lodium, Ikra Bookstore, has some of them titles in stock. So I think we must, in some way, accommodate for the teenage boys and girls as well, Molana.
Mm.
Apart from having these stories read to the younger ones. And then also, that is, perhaps if people got more time during the holidays and feel they want to write, to read something, ulama and scholars who are serious about hadith studies may want to read a more recent book by the Muslim scholar Jonathan Brown. He's written a book on hadith previously, and now his new book, Misquoting Muhammad, has been released and it's available. This is also a very, very good read, Molana. At some stage we will review it in detail. And if we want a South African story that is of use, there is a book, A Man of Good Hope. This book by South African Johnny Steinberg, he has written a biography of a Muslim Somalian South African who was in South Africa, and what went on in his life and how his life was affected by the xenophobia attacks, and he traces his whole trip from Somalia to South Africa and then his experiences in South Africa. So for Muslims, I think that's significant. It's about our fellow Muslim South African that the book is about, A Man of Good Hope by Johnny Steinberg. I think that's a good read also, Molana.
Molana Ashraf, Jazakumullah khairan, may Allah reward you.
It's a pleasure, Molana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 20 minutes after 9. The book is 100 Stories of Omar bin Abdul Aziz by Molana Saror. It's published by Mustafa Publishers, 192 pages. At the moment, we are unaware of the price. And if you do want to get in touch, then kindly Google Mustafa Publishers, inshallah, and you'll get the details from there. Coming up in a minute or two, we'll be speaking to life coach Razia Muhammad about bipolar disorder. Anything you'd like to query, anything like you'd like to ask, please give us a call on 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you can also SMS us on WhatsApp us on 0727861548.